From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Republican Governor Phil Scott is expected to discuss his plans for a special legislative session this afternoon. That's after he announced his intention to veto a series of bills passed by the democratically controlled legislature. Scott has said he hoped to find a compromise with the legislature on the state budget and property tax bills. He wants the legislature to return on May 23rd for a special session. The budget passed both the House and Senate with support from the three major parties, but Scott said it violates his promise to avoid any new taxes. One man has died and several people have been injured as severe storms battered towns across Connecticut on Tuesday. The western edge of the state was particularly hard hit. A man died in Danbury after a tree fell on his truck. Danbury Mayor Mark Boughton says there is significant damage all over town.
We actually clocked winds at the airport at around 75, even in excess of 80 miles an hour at one point. So this is a really severe storm that downed literally hundreds of trees throughout the city.
Boughton is asking residents not to travel if at all possible.
For now, if they could just stay home, remain calm. We can't get emergency vehicles up and down some streets because cars are being blocked by trees which are falling down the roads, and we want to be able to get to those who may need emergency services. So we'll get it cleaned up, but it could take a while.
Danbury's schools are closed today, and Boughton says it could take until the weekend to get power fully restored to the city. The New England Association of Schools and Colleges says it has reason to believe the College of St. Joseph in Rutland does not have adequate resources to meet accreditation standards. The Rutland Herald says representatives from the association will visit the college June 28th to evaluate the school. Last month, college trustees considered closing St. Joseph's because of declining enrollment and large budget deficits, but the trustees later voted to keep the school open. Officials in a Vermont town are considering three solar projects. The Rutland Herald reports the Pulteney Select Board and the Town Planning Commission met with MHG Solar this week. The Manchester Energy Company has proposed three 500-kilowatt solar projects at Eagle Quarry. MHG says it is currently filing for a certificate of public good for each project. The Vermont Health Department is urging people in Charlotte to take precautions after a stray cat tested positive for rabies. The health department says the cat appeared to be healthy on May 6th, but 2 days later was showing symptoms of rabies. People should make sure that all family pets are up to date with their rabies shots. Eye on the sky forecast for today, mostly sunny north, partly to mostly cloudy to the south. Highs from the mid-60s to around 70 degrees, except low to mid-70s in Champlain and the St. Lawrence valleys. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.